Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help today?
Yeah, hi. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. How about yourself?
I'm fine. Actually, I ordered I think 10 days ago. And that one is something magic bag. And I want to confirm that I did not actually receive that bag. And that one is like only shipping only. I have to pay. There is nothing to pay anything. But I see on my card, you charge the shipping and plus you charge the full amount for the bag. I don't know what's going on.
Let me go ahead and have that order pulled up for you, sir. I can provide more information once I have it pulled up. Could I ask your name and the zip code you would have used?
Okay, my name is Z-I-A-U-R, Z-I-A-U-R, last name R-A-H-M-A-N, Rahman, and zip code 90806.
Okay, is it possible to be under a different zip of 80234?
No, that one is not no more with me. I don't know why my previous address that. Actually put their new address, that one is 90806. That one is zip code is previous zip code.
Okay, what item had you ordered originally, you said?
Magic bag. It's a magic guard or something. I don't know.
Okay. Would you just for security purposes, sir, be able to confirm the street address linked to the zip code of 80234 to be sure I have the correct information pulled out?
Okay, that one is 10486 North. It's a Heron Street, apartment 1302, and that one is North Glen, Colorado 80234.
Well, thank you, sir. That's what I see on file, and you said this is for the tactical bag. I see that here. You paid the shipping to receive the free welcoming gift. You paid $574. Looks like you ordered this on May 9th. And let me see. So here we are up here. I see the charge you're calling in reference to is $67.32. That's not for that tactical bag that was sent out, but it's a membership fee. There were some terms explaining that tactical bag joined you into the online direct savings club, and you're emailed a gift card in the value of $125 for use in that online store. It's a monthly membership?
No, I don't. I don't say anything, and I don't do any membership, and only I want shipping bag, that's all.
I'm truly sorry. The terms of the membership weren't made more clear on the order form. I'll go ahead and I'll submit a cancellation that does prevent all future billings for the membership, and that is effective immediately today. And I'll provide a confirmation number as well.
Okay. And I told you already I didn't get the bag. And I provide new address, not old address.
Okay, that is absolutely no problem. Allow me a moment to have to have everything notated on the account. So what we'll do is we'll reship the tactical bag, and I'll update the address that is on the account.
What is that?
One second. Okay, I appreciate your patience. What is the shipping address you're needing to receive the tactical bag at?
The address I provide you, that one is 1815 Lupetus Avenue, LOCUST, Lupetus Avenue.
Okay.
And it's a Long Beach, California, 90806.
90806. And I'm not sure if I'm recalling correct. Did you say you have an apartment number or unit number?
Eight.
Apartment 8. Okay. Perfect. Have that updated. Be on the lookout for the receival because we do ship via United States Postal Service within about 4 business days. So I'm saying at the very latest Friday, most likely on Thursday, you should receive it. I have your cancellation confirmation number as well when you're ready.
Okay. Well, what is that?
All right. That number is C as in Charlie, 2602120054.
Okay. This is C. CAT 2602129120054.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay, so this is the cancellation confirmation number, and you're saying I will get on Thursday. That one is. The 26th May.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, is there any like tracking number, anything I can get? Because I can add that.
So, it hasn't for the reshipment, or would you want the tracking number for the original?
Tracking number for the UPS. And the bag I can get on Thursday.
Okay, so that tracking number should be created first thing in the morning. Once it is, it's going to be sent to the email we have on file. And that is zpmr@yahoo.com.
That's correct. So I will wait on Thursday and check my email too.
Yes, sir. You should be receiving that tracking number for your records. I'd say tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning. Okay, no problem.
All right. Is there anything else I could do to help?
No, I'm fine. Only, I don't know. There is, I saw like previous, like 5-6 months ago on mm-hmm. that address I told you.
Mm-hmm.
The address is like North Glen. That zip code 80234. I see there is like I got like 3 stuff. So, but I think charge is more, or I don't know. I charge again. I did ask again or what? What is that? So let me go back on my that card. So if I got extra, so can I talk about that?
What exactly were you saying about the old address for the shipping?
Yeah, that one is 806234, the address you told, the zip code you told me before.
The right.
Previous address.
What about that?
There is like 5 items on my credit cards, but I get only 4. I don't know why extra 1. So exact, I will check again and I'll call you back. So they can solve that problem.
What exactly, you said it's on your credit card. What is the other amount?
That one is like only $7.16, two times. So that's what I want to look for, and I will exact. If you want, I can give you exact number and what I have. That one, like wireless ear, what is called that?
Let me take another closer look at the account. You're saying two amounts of the...
Can you, yeah. You can look at that. That's good.
You said your bill is $7?
$7.15.
What date?
That's what I'm telling you. When I call and I forgot, my brain sometimes goes. So I forget the date. I will check my credit card again and I will send you that. But I think that one is close to December or November. So I will check. Is this okay? Can I call you back and talk about that stuff?
Of course, yes, sir. You could give us a call back. I had double checked here on this account that the amount you mentioned I don't see here. But if you could give us a call back once you gather that information through your bank account, we can try to do a little more in-depth searching. But I don't see it here linked to the account that I've just canceled.
Yeah. That's what I want. So that actually you guys so good, but I don't know why somebody told me and confused me. This is a scam or something. I said, oh, really? I'm so surprised. And when, oh, my God, I lost my, almost like $30, $40. And then because I ordered something, I don't know what. So then guys sent me, okay, get the Home Depot, $50. So I did it, and then I so upset. Oh my God, it's a scam. Yeah, he said, no, don't do it. It's a scam. So really, I got your stuff and other stuff, and I call you guys, and you solve my one problem. I'm so appreciative, really. But I don't know, the people is so... I'm sorry for that, really. I'm really sorry. And I call again, you guys, and talk about this. That one is like my capital card. They told me that you have $50 there, and if you choose that stuff, so I choose my check my pulse and put the finger in there, and I can check. I've got that, and I'm really very appreciative, guys. Sorry for that if you misunderstood me. So I'm really, really very appreciative. So thank you for solving my today's problem again. Okay. People know. Really, he's scared, and I so upset that night. I said, oh, my God, I will call tomorrow. But I so sit, and the current call, I call after 1 week, and you guys solve problem like, oh, my God, you are good, okay? And thank you, appreciate for this all help, and today again, okay?
Of course, sir. Thanks for calling customer support. I hope you have a great day.
And don't worry, people talk, you know. You are guys so good. Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling customer support.
Okay, I will call you. Thank you. Bye-bye. And have a nice day.
Sure.
Okay, thanks.